إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم إن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون أما بعد فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى وأخرجوا حب الدنيا من قلوبكم فإنه إذا استولى أصح. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa, the fear, the obedience, the consciousness, the iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I remind you and myself to remove the love of the dunya from your hearts, because the love of the dunya, if it engulfs a heart, it destroys it. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, from the grave consequences of the globalization and the spread of secular culture and Western culture to the lands of Muslims, from the grave harms and dangers that have completely wiped out the Islamic morality and the Islamic culture and characteristics, from the grave danger that is done under the name or under the banner of something beautiful, something good, of mixing cultures and assimilation, from the dangers is what is called imitation of the non-believers, blind imitation of the kuffar and the non-believers in their habits, in their cultures and customs, in their beliefs, in their holidays. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, what we see, the manifestation of Muslims engaging in the imitation of the non-Muslim customs and cultures and holidays, it forebodes a very, very dangerous future. It is like a warning to us of what may happen in the future, of the danger to our Islamic culture and personality. The danger of Muslims acquiring the beliefs and the morality of secularism and atheism. The danger of Muslims imitating the kuffar in the way they think and the way that they make judgments and values in their culture, in their behavior, in their habits. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, these manifestations of blind imitation of the character and beliefs of the kuffar was foretold by our beloved messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he warned the ummah of this taking place amongst the Muslims. He said, indeed you will follow the way of the disbelievers foot by foot, step by step, even if they were to go into the hole of a lizard, you would follow them into it. The Sahaba, they said, Ya Rasulullah, you mean the Jews and the Christians? You mean we will follow the Jews and the Christians step by step? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, فَمَنْ Who else? This hadith is agreed upon by Bukhari and Muslim. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the grave dangers that have befallen the Ummah, from the grave tribulations that have befallen the Ummah, amongst the youth especially, amongst the young men and women, is that they seek to imitate the latest fashions and the behaviors of their non-Muslim, of the non-Muslim youth, seeking to become popular or follow the latest fashion. They imitate those characteristics of kufr, or those behaviors, or those beliefs. And you find many of the youth affected by the culture of kufr around them. Many of the youth, because of their lack of iman, or because of their weakness of faith, they become overwhelmed by the non-Islamic culture. And so they feel compelled to imitate those around them. As it's said that the weak or defeated one imitates the one who defeats or conquers. So the youth, due to their lack of iman, or due to the poor upbringing, the lack of proper Islamic upbringing in tarbiyah, or due to their lack of knowledge and not being taught properly, they feel compelled to imitate the people of kufr around them. And this results in what? When a youth or a young man or woman, they end up imitating the disbelievers around them, then what happens is their own Islamic personality and their own Islamic identity melts away, becomes erased, and they become completely absorbed into the society of kufr. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, these three things, weakness of iman, lack of proper upbringing, and lack of knowledge, they must be, these are what results in the youth blindly following the disbelief. From the grave tribulations that have befallen the Muslim Ummah, from the grave dangers that have befallen the Muslim Ummah, is that the Muslim women have also imitated the non-Muslim women. We find that the Muslim women seek to imitate the dress and the fashion and the way of behavior and even the way of walking and moving and talking that is done by the nuns. We find that the Muslim women would uncover their bodies as a result of this imitation of the non-Muslim fashion or the non-Islamic culture that is surrounding them. And so unfortunately you find that the Muslim sisters begin to uncover, and this leads to corruption, and this leads to great harm. And this is something that we find unfortunately even in Muslim societies happening. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, if we reflect on the Qur'an, if we reflect on the verses of the Qur'an, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warns about blind imitation of the non-Muslims. He warns the Muslims against falling into this dangerous habit or this dangerous phenomenon. When Musa alayhi salam and Harun the ones of Fir'aun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told them, فَاسْتَقِيمَا وَلَا تَتَّبِعَانِ سَبِيلَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ فَاسْتَقِيمَا Be firm, be upright, be strong. Istiqama. Be upright and do not follow. وَلَا تَتَّبِعَانِ Do not follow the sabil al-ladina la ya'lamun. Don't follow the way of those who don't have knowledge. Allah is addressing Musa and Harun. When you go to Fir'aun, be strong, be upright on your religion, and do not follow the way of those without knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, addressing our beloved messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, He says, ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكَ عَلَى شَرِيعَةٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ فَاتَّبِعْهَا وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Then we have given you a sharia, ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكَ عَلَى شَرِيعَةٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ We have given you a sharia from the affair. So follow it, فَاتَّبِعْهَا وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ Do not follow أَحْوَى Do not follow the whims of those who do not have knowledge. Do not follow the whims, the أَحْوَى And Ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله تعالى He said, what is the أَحْوَى What are the whims? He said, it is those things that they desire or they follow of the outward manifestations of their false religion. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not follow the ahwa, meaning the manifestations of their false religion that they practice. Do not follow those things of their false religion. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, specifically about the holidays of the non-Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions the prohibition of imitating them. When He describes the believers, He says, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ Those, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ They do not witness zur. Zur here in Arabic, it means wrongdoing or falsehood. But many of the Salaf, they interpreted the word zur to mean the holidays The celebrations of the disbelievers. So the believers, Allah describes them, they do not witness, they do not partake or participate in the celebrations of the non-Muslims. This is the explanation of the Salaf al-Salih. And in the Sunnah, we find that the Sunnah also establishes this foundational principle in Islam of the prohibition of this, of imitating the non-Muslims. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he was concerned about how to gather the Muslims together and bring them to the prayer, some of them they suggested, let's raise a flag. And when people see the flag, they will tell each other it's time for prayer and they will come. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't like that idea. So then some of them said, let us get a horn and blow the horn. And when people hear it, they will come to prayer. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not like that idea. And he said, this is what the Yahud, the Jewish people do. So then some of them, they said, let us get a bell and ring the bell. And so that people can come to prayer. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not like that either. He said, this is what the Nasara, the Christians, they do. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, this hadith implies that imitating the religious actions of the non-Muslims is something prohibited and something that one must avoid. Also, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He forbade imitating the non-Muslims. It was not only in beliefs, in believing in their false beliefs, even resembling them outwards. When the Prophet ﷺ in his final days, he was very ill, he used to sit down and read the prayer. And the Sahaba, they stood up behind him. When the Prophet ﷺ finished the prayer, he turned to them and said, "Sit down." Because he prohibited them from standing while he was sitting in this occasion, when he was ill. And he said, the kings of Rome and Persia, they sit while they command the people to stand for them. So he did not want the Sahaba to be standing while he was sitting down, because this would resemble the way that the mushrikeen, they treated their kings. So he commanded them to be different than the mushrikeen. Also, we see that the Prophet ﷺ, he was very firm in warning the Muslims when he used very strong words regarding those who imitate the kuffar. He said, "Whoever imitates a people is from them. Whoever imitates a people, he is from them. مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ." This was a type of zajr, a type of warning, that a people, if the Muslims imitate a certain people, they will be from them. Giving a type of scary warning to the believers. And this was narrated by Abu Dawood. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, also if we look in the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his life, we see that in many examples he taught us this concept. He laid the foundation of this principle of being different than the mushrikeen. He said, "Pray in your sandals. Pray in your sandals or your shoes. Be different than the mushrikeen." It is known that the Yahud, they require that one remove the shoes, but this was one of their teachings. So on occasion, the Muslim can wear his shoes while praying. On occasion, to wear his shoes to be different than the mushrikeen. This was a command of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously, the ulama, they state that in the masajid of those days were not carpeted. So they would wear their shoes in the masajid. But because of the carpeting, it could bother other Muslims if one were to wear shoes. But if one were away from the masjid, wearing their shoes would be a way of being different than the mushrikeen. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Grow the beard and trim down the mustache." In many ahadith, "Leave the beard and trim the mustache." And he said, "Be different than the mushrikeen by leaving the beard and growing the mustache." The people of Persia, they used to grow long mustaches and shave their beard. So he said, "Be different than them. Let your beard grow and trim down your mustache." Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he prohibited the believing the aqaid of the non-Muslims, having any of the beliefs that the non-Muslims believe in, sharing their beliefs. This is the greatest prohibition, believing in any of the aqaid of the kuffar. But at the same time, he prohibited the outward manifestation of imitation. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, these usus that we hear from the prohibition of imitating the kuffar does not include the beneficial things that help bring benefit to the society that are amongst the non-Muslims. If they have some technology or some beneficial matter that does not contradict the Islamic texts, nor does it contradict the foundational concepts and principles of Islam, then it is upon the Muslims to take these things. But what is prohibited is the matters that are imitating their lifestyle, their character, their way of life, that does not bring benefit to the Muslims and that has no foundation in the Islamic law. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. إخوتي الكرام واتقوا الله حق تقاته. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa and the consciousness and the fear of Allah and to hold on to the tawheed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the iman in Him and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And beware of the attraction of the dunya. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the dunya is a green and sweet thing. It has a sweet attraction, but it has a ghurur. It has a way of deceiving others, a way of deceiving others from the right path. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the dangers of living in the Western society is that we become immersed and absorbed into the society. And we lose our Islamic personality. And we lose our values and our beliefs and our aqidah. And we become absorbed into the materialistic lifestyle of pursuing wealth and making the pursuit of wealth the goal of life. And the pursuit of material gain the goal of life. What the Prophet ﷺ warned us about of following the Yahud and Nasara, even into the lizard's hole, is a warning that is very real for us today, that we should take heed of. That if we follow the Yahud and Nasara into the materialistic lifestyle, pursuing the accumulation of more and more wealth, then we will be led astray as they went astray. But rather what we must do is make our purpose firm and renew our iman, our faith, that our purpose in life is to make the ubudiyyah to Allah, to make our every action a service and a worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking His akhirah, seeking His reward in Allah, in His reward, His pleasure, seeking His paradise. And in order to do that, we must renew our sincerity to Allah. And we must renew our iman regularly. As the Prophet ﷺ, he gave a good advice when somebody asked him, "Give me advice." He said, "Qul amantu billah fastaqim." Say, "I believe in Allah," and then remain steadfast upon Him. Iman in Allah. The Sahabi already had iman in Allah. Why did the Prophet ﷺ say to him, "Say, I have iman in Allah"? He's already a believer, he's already a Sahabi. But what this indicates is that iman needs to be renewed and refreshed. Just to give an example, like a house that is painted, over time the paint wears away and needs to be refreshed. And likewise, our iman needs to be refreshed and renewed by learning about Allah's names and attributes, by attending the places of His remembrance. And then istiqamah, having the faith, as Allah says, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, aminu." O you who believe, meaning renew your iman. So we must, part of istiqamah, or being upright and steadfast, is renewing our iman in the tawheed of Allah and avoiding all forms of shirk. Number two, avoiding all the haram that Allah has prohibited. Number three, doing everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded. This is part of being steadfast and holding on to the deen. And to do this, we must be close to our shuyukh and our ulama and our teachers, so that the flow of knowledge and the sunnah can come to us. So that we can absorb the right guidance, and that we can stay away, as we heard in the khutbah today, of all of the influence of the kufr, and then fill ourselves with the right guidance, the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Tawheed in Allah, and the Iman in Allah's names and attributes, and in Allah's greatness. So we ask Allah Ta'ala, the Most High and Most Great, to make us firm on Iman, and to give us steadfastness, taqwa, us and our children and our women in this society, to make us hold on to our faith and our religion and not become absorbed and lost in the society. We ask Allah Most High and Most Powerful to bring the believers together in His obedience in this land and in all the Muslim lands. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم ارحم المسلمين الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم اشف مرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم نسألك أن توفقنا لما تحب وترضى يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم نعوذ بك من النفاق. اللهم نعوذ بك من الرياء. اللهم اطهر قلوبنا من النفاق ومن الرياء وطهر ألسنتنا من الكذب. اللهم يا رب العالمين آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. صلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة عيننا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
قلنا لله ما استوى تدعون عني ويرحمكم الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى. ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.